James Golden, known popularly as Bo Snerdly.
This is The Rush Hour with Bo Snerdly. He's always mistakenly British.
Tea and crumpets. Cheerio.
But he's really a Canuck. Known on all seven continents.
Oh, I know who you are.
America's undocumented anchorman. He's a recording star and a TV star. Tuesdays, James Golden, a.k.a. Bo Snerdly, presents Mark Stein.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is a historic day. The British Empire, or what's left of it, its subjects are now being ruled by a person of color, a people of color. And I just love that. Oh, Europe is finally catching up. They have their own Obama. Well, I don't know whether he's their Obama, because this guy came into office rich. Richer than the king. Richer than the queen. Woo! This guy's loaded. Oh, man. Hey, Mark, you're going to be busy. First, you got to put up these new pictures of King Charles. Take down the old Western piece of Queen Elizabeth. Those pictures have been hanging up there for ages. So now you put up a picture of King Charles, and now you got to put up a picture of, what's this guy's name, Sunak? Sunak.
Yeah, that's what Joe Biden called him when he congratulated him, Rashid Sunak.
Rashid, huh?
Rashid Sunak.
Give me a break here.
He's actually Rishi Sunak. And as you say, it's the Empire Strikes Back, because he is the first of his Majesty's former colonial subjects, as it were, to take the reins in the metropolis. So
now, how's this going to play out with the lefties, right? Because they still have to be anti, you know, anti-everything. Mm. And so now you have a person of color, and he's in the top slot over there in the UK. I mean, are they going to call him a colonizer too? I mean, how does this work?
Well, it's weird, isn't it? Because he's like the richest guy. As you said, he's richer than the king. He's actually twice as rich as the king. That's never happened before. You know, Winston Churchill turned down a dukedom because he didn't think he could afford the lifestyle of a duke. Five dukes have been prime minister in the UK, and Rishi Sunak is richer than all of them. He may, in fact, be richer than all of them put together. And nobody quite knows. It's all just this sort of hedgy fundy type money. So it's not like he's, you know, invented anything, or he hasn't even invented Windows 98 like Bill Gates. So you could at least say, oh, Bill Gates, how did he get all that money? Well, he invented Windows 98, which screwed the entire planet, but made Bill very rich. But you can't even say, it's all very unclear. But somehow, in the space of 5 or 6 years between leaving Stanford in California and entering Parliament, he somehow managed to become twice as rich as the king. Actually,
that's pretty deep.
No, in America, he could expect an IRS audit and the IRS SWAT team kicking down his door. But they just seem inclined to draw a veil over it.
Does he have any kids named Hunter? No. I'm just saying.
No. There's no 10% for the... I mean, he's got all the usual Chinese connections. But in fairness, I don't think he's just getting paid off as the Biden family.
All right. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. This is the guy that was supposedly, at least from what I read, behind... what was the last gal's name? That gal that didn't last but a few days there?
Oh, God. You can't expect me to remember the name of last week's prime minister. It's all I can do to remember the name of this week's. You know, it's not like you with your peaceful transfer of power for 3 months. It's like, oh, here's the new prime minister. 3 days later, nah, she's a dud. Get rid of her. Who's next? None of your 3 month transfer of power stuff here. So I can't be expected to remember who was last week's
prime minister. Well, he supposedly was the guy behind her getting. Being tossed out. No, I have it wrong. He was the guy that was supposedly behind Boris Johnson being tossed out.
Yeah, now, look here, this is you're trying this is like what it was after 9/11 when everyone was suddenly an expert on the internal politics of Afghanistan and pretended to know which tribesman was on the outs with whichever other tribesman. And it's too you can do it. You can bluff your way through it with Afghanistan. There's Pushtuns and Uzbeks, but you can get a grip on the thing and fake your way through it. You can't do that with the tribes of Westminster. You're just digging yourself a deeper hole here, James.
Okay, well, I'll let it alone. Because we have our own problems with the election. Joe Biden is warning us now. Wait a minute. They told us that the elections here were safe and secure, that there's never any fraud. Everything's cool. It was just that Trump and those MAGA people. They're just like liars and conspiracy kooks. Our elections are great. And now Joe Biden's getting ready to warn everybody that, wait a minute, our nation's election infrastructure is in danger.
Yes. I think this... He's alerting you to it's a pre-shenanigans update, and what it means is that he's giving you a heads up that on round about 10:30 p.m. on Tuesday night, strange things are going to start happening here and there, and so that's his way of telling you that the Democrats have got something planned for whatever it is 2 weeks' time, And nobody else talks like this. If you look at Italy, they held an election, whatever it was, a week and a half ago. The polls close at 7 o'clock, and at 10 o'clock they tell you that Giorgia Meloni has come out on top. When you start talking about things like election infrastructure, that's a rubbish term, because what you're talking about is this thing that is just unique to America, where you have such an overly complicated election system that it provides vast opportunities for mainly Democrat fraud.
What did you say? Whoa. Hold it, buddy. Hmm? Democrat fraud?
Yeah. Well,
Democrat fraud, You know who she is. Here, listen to this. Democrat fraud, he says.
Hello, indivisibles. I'm here to highlight something that is keeping me up at night. And I know this group really understands what I'm about to say. I know we're all focused on the 2022 midterm elections, and they are incredibly important. Mm-hmm. But we also have to look ahead.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Opponents certainly are. Right-wing extremists already have a plan.
That's you.
To literally steal the next presidential election. Yeah. And they're not making a secret of it.
That's you, Mark.
The right-wing-controlled Supreme Court.
Yeah, right-wing-controlled.
Maybe poised to rule on giving state legislatures.
Ooh,
yes, you heard me that correctly. State legislatures the power to overturn presidential elections.
Oh, no.
Just think, if that happens, the 2024 presidential election could be decided not by the popular vote or even by the anachronistic electoral college, but by state legislatures. Many of them Republican controlled.
Yeah, Republican controlled.
But there's also
No, you know, that's a fantastic. Again, this all arises because in a city like Philadelphia, the Democrats have been stealing stuff for 150 years.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, since after the Civil War, you've had these Democrat machines. It's not normal. It's not in the least bit normal, and yet it's accepted. And this overcomplicate. Well, we need to let everybody vote, so we can't have an election day. You know, France can have an election day, Botswana can have an election day, but we have to have a period of 2 months before election day when people can mail in their ballots, and then for 2 months after election day, because some people might not have put the right stamp on some of those mail-in ballots, we have to extend the election day until 2 months after election day. This is a joke. This is a complete joke. It's something that people ought to be totally ashamed of running a system like this. You should just have paper ballots cast on the day of the election. You should count them when the polls close at 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock or whatever, and you should finish when you've counted them all, and you should announce the result. That's one reason, you know, why you have this whole... They know at 10 o'clock on election night how many votes they have to find by 6 o'clock in the morning, and that's when you start seeing the unmarked vans with boxes moving around. You can't get away with that in Chad. Chad has greater Chad has greater election integrity than parts of New York State, which can't tell you who won the election until 3 months after Election Day. I mean, that's crazy. You've got 2-year election terms for congressmen, and basically an eighth of the term is taken up with counting the vote. That's nuts.
Gotta love it. Mm. Gotta love it. Well, I just want you MAGA people to know, and us MAGA people to know, that they're on to us now. They know what we're doing. So jeez.
No, okay, that tells you. That tells you that they've got, you know, I wish the extreme right-wing madmen, such as myself, were as slick as Hillary makes us sound. Don't forget, the so-called right wing is still investigating the 2016 election shenanigans, the Russia investigation and all that. While we're investigating the 2016 election, Democrats have moved on to stealing the 2024 election. That's how good they are. They're always focused on, oh, we got this one in the bag, so we can multitask. We'll figure out how to steal the midterms while we're stealing the 2024. They're good like that.
So, Mark, when can we make an announcement about how long before we can make the big announcement?
Well, we can make that big announcement next week, James. I'll be happy to share it. You're excited, but we'll hold it till next week.
I can't wait. Mark Stein, ladies and gentlemen, America's undocumented anchorman. Where can people find you, Mark?
You can find me at Stein Online. That's STEY, as in, why is this undocumented guy still in the country? Can't we? If we have to, we can't deport any of those guys coming across the Rio Grande, but we should be able to deport this guy.
Ay, ay, ay.
Mark Stein, thank you. We'll look forward to next week, where we will have a big announcement.
Thank you, James. See you next week.
Thank you, Mark. James Golden, a.k.a. Sterling, with you here. It's Bo Snerdley's Rush Hour. Princess Di has weighed in on something very important, and we'll get to that and everything else. Your calls included, 800-848-WABC, when we get back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code CHAMPION and your first wager is risk-free up to $1,000. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, player props, and daily boosted odds specials. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Sign up today and find out why nothing beats a win at the King of Sportsbooks. Download the BetMGM app or go to BetMGM.com and enter code CHAMPION and place your first wager risk-free up to $1,000. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Virginia only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.